It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Mayor Rourke and Phil Goff, I've not spoken to you since you had your attack of the heart.
No, I've got a broken heart, Mikey.
Oh, sir.
I talked to you. That's what caused it, you see.
No, I told everybody that I went up in the you'd, like the first week after when you're off, I said that you'd sent for me to come and sing for you at your bedside and you'd ordered that I sung Grease songs. And a couple of people believed that.
I found quite
heartwarming. Excuse the pun.
Well, you know, being a Catholic, that would have been like being in purgatory, mate.
Oh, I've got a great singing voice, I'll have you know. Goff. Anyway.
I'm sure you have, Mikey. Look, I can guarantee you one thing, it would be better than mine. Guess but that's a very low threshold to pass.
Might have been inappropriate if I had sung Hopelessly Devoted to You, which is the one I said that I sang. Yes, mine is not the first heartbroken. Oh, I can't say that.
That's not bad, mate. Almost as good as Marlon Williams there.
Yeah, see, almost as good as Marlon. Better than, I reckon. Hey, so you're in good health now. That's worrying for you, Mr. Goff, Mr. Phil Goff, Mr. Yeah. Will Your Worship.
Yeah, it was. It's a bit of a pain in the neck. Well, pain in the chest, actually. But, got through it. But it's something you'd rather not have happen. It's all kind of genetics, a bit of on one side of my family. So it's not that I've been living badly. You know, I have this stress-free job and I hardly ever drink. I sleep for 12 hours a night.
Yeah.
I'm back into it against the advice of my cardiologist, my doctor, and my wife. I don't know whether it's in that order, but I had 3 days, compliments of Auckland Hospital and Middlemore Hospital, and I'm
going to say. So took off 3 days.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Well, all right.
You don't want to sit around doing nothing.
No, all right. Okay. Well, then, so straight into a massive, great big transport package, then, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a good transport package. You can say it really quickly, and you say, "Hey, this is $28 billion worth of expenditure."
We can say that really slowly. $28 billion.
Exactly, and that's a shed load of money. And the good thing about it is that it represents. About $7 billion more than we had funded in the package last year. And that's compliments of you and me and all the people who pay for fuel around Auckland. We get $1.5 billion out of the regional fuel tax. But then we get a one-to-one subsidy from the government. So that automatically doubles to $3 billion. And then we get other benefits because it now enables us to do more development. We get more development contributions. So the net impact of that 10 cents a litre plus GST for us is another $4.3 billion that goes into everything from heavy rail, light rail, new busways, bus lanes, walking and cycle ways, and upgraded roads. Now, look, will it be enough? It's never enough. But what it will do is it will severely reduce congestion in public transport because we'll have public transport operating on their own discrete networks. And despite the growth of 300,000 more
people...
What do
you mean when you say their own discrete networks? What does that mean?
Okay, well, a busway. Let me give you an example. You're going by bus to the Puanui station from Auckland Airport. At the moment, you don't get there any faster than if you went by car because you're in the same line of traffic.
Oh, okay,
one of the things we're going to do is we're going to build bus lanes down the side of Puanui Road so you can get straight from the airport, connect up with heavy rail to get into town or go south or whatever you might be doing, and that's going to make it a whole lot quicker. Same with light rail. Light rail has a discrete part of the road that it travels on, won't be held up by other traffic. It means that when you use public transport, you'll be able to get around the place a whole lot quicker, and that will encourage what they call mode change from people sitting in one car or by themselves in the car and stuck in traffic to people that are going by public transport. Everybody that goes on public transport is one less car on the road.
See, because the numbers of the people who are actually using public transport is still really low, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it depends how you measure it. It's 83 million passenger trips a year.
Well, measure it by the amount of people that are using public transport.
Yeah. Well, 83 million trips a year by public transport. Heavy rail's now 20 million, and buses 63 million, actually probably higher than that. And we want to double that over the next decade. So we want more people, you know, and we'll do that, for example, with a city rail link. That will double the capacity of heavy rail. I caught a train in from Papakura a couple of days ago, and, you know, between Papakura and Papatoetoe, we were already full. So, you know,
peak hour
or 6:30 in the morning, that's probably a bit before peak hour. That's good, but what we've got to do is a whole lot more because, you know, the original land transport plan that was released this week shows that last year we were still increasing, you know, 800 extra cars a week on the road, and that's just crazy. You can't cope with that. Waterview Tunnel's great, but 6 months after it's opened, a lot of the benefit of that's already worn off. We're back to the same, you know, bumper to bumper on the yeah. motorways as we had before. So we've got to look at changing the way we do things, because that's what happens when you've got a city that'll hit 2 million people by the end of this decade, 2028. 2 million people in Auckland.
So you're happy with the package, and it's, and you can sort of I guess put that to the side now and move on to other items.
No, on the city agenda,
or what?
You know me, Mikey. I'm never happy. I'm actually delighted that we've got that big extra effort going into the package. But I know that, you know, with another 300,000 people in the city over the next 10 years, while I've cut congestion for public transit, you know what we're doing is we're running fast to stand still on road congestion. We still need to do more. I'm working with the government to try to find some alternative ways of funding, you know, more light rail, more public transport, more cycleways, etc. We've got some great things in that package, though. For those that live on the shore, they'll be able to bike and walk across on a sky path on the Harbour Bridge.
Okay, give us a date. Give us a date for that.
That's worth $60 million, and it will be done in the first part, I'm hoping, of the decade. It's certainly within the 10-year planning schedule, but I want to see that started.
So not next year, not the year after, maybe the year after?
Well, you know, as soon as I can encourage the New Zealand Transport Agency to get that up and running, and then the sky path, when you bike over to the North Shore, you'll be able to meet up with a sea path that will take you all the way through to Takapuna. So for people on the shore, part of the city. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Yeah, that'd be great. Very good.
And, you know, the good news for people on the other side of the city, we've started it already. We've got a cycleway and walkway from Glen Innes through to St. John's. That'll come all the way through to Tamaki Drive. And if you're going out to Te Aritu, of course, you can bike along the side of State Highway 16. So, you know, we've still got a relatively small number of people on bikes, but it went up by 13% in the latest figures over last year. And, you know, everybody on a bike is one, again, safely on a bike, because you've got a separated cycleway. That's one less person driving a car into town, and one healthier person too.
All right, Phil, hey, thanks for talking to us again this morning. I know we shunted you along from yesterday, but a great pleasure to talk to you. I'm glad you're okay and alive. Stay alive.
Every day your vertical's a good day, mate.
Stay alive, Phil.
Okay,
stay alive. Thank you, Phil.
Catch you, Mikey.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
He's